It actually started with my work with street children, because before starting Child and Youth Finance International, I had started Child Helpline in India and internationally. And after more than 150 million phone calls, I realized that one of the main reasons children call is for abuse-related reasons. And if you go to the root of that, there are two main reasons: self-confidence and money. These are the two main reasons of exploitation and abuse, and therefore I wanted to do something to prevent that. And that's where the idea emerged, and I started with street children, whom I think are the most entrepreneurial, and therefore that whole concept came in. And what Child and Youth Finance does is very, very simple. It focuses on providing financial and social education to children and providing them access to the formal banking system. So that's what we are trying to do.
How do you want to realize this?
We have different ways in which we are realizing it. I think, Child and Youth Finance International has two main pillars. As I said, one is education, the other is access. So in education, we are working with ministries of education, UNICEF, UNESCO, OECD, to try to put it on the agenda. That means the way a child in school learns mathematics or geography or chemistry, they also learn about money. So they have that. And then the other pillar is access. So what we want is that every child who graduates from primary school, and ideally from the age of 10, has his or her own account which he or she can operate. And I think that is the difference just now. Just now, less than a percentage of the world's children have access. And that's what we want to change. Because if we can change that, then a billion children, that means a billion people, are becoming financially inclusive. And I think that's the main vision.
What are some interesting practical examples on how to promote financial education and assets for children?
I think the most important thing is we need to look at it at the global level, because things go from sort of top down, from the global to the local, and the other way, which is from the local to the global. So I will start with how it affects a child's life. We have a young child. I'm going to talk about a child in Burkina Faso. He learned about financial education in school. He started saving informally, and then from his savings bought a cycle, which he started renting, then had enough money to put his brother into school also, because otherwise the brother was not in school, and then the other brother, and now they have three cycles, and all the children are in school. And what I would like is the next step is that they can actually open a bank account in a bank and become main financial players, at least to their extent. So that is the very practical, concrete example of a child. And that's what I would like to see for every child across the world. And that's, I think, the main thing which we would want.